this?
This is the Arizal, the source of the three meals of Shabbos.
Source of the three meals of Shabbos.
That's right. You know, the Arizal says, first of all, every meal needs to have 12 breads. 12 breads. 12 breads.
12 breads.
So he says, 12 chalas. Really, it says in Zohar. The Zohar says 12 chalas of Shabbos. Like Lechem Hakohanim.
Ben Ishchai said that 2 weeks ago.
That's right. Ben Ishchai says it too.
With two mats.
That's right.
Two mats?
Yes,
I said with two.
Yeah, but we need 12 breads. So the truth is, the Zohar, there are those who dispute this Zohar. The Mishnah's Chassidim says 12 breads means 4 per meal. 4 times 3 is 12. The Vilna Gaon says 12 breads means 2 per meal. 2 times 3 is 6. And every bread has a surrounding life. So another 2 times 3. 2 times 3 is another 6. That's the 12 breads. So it's 2 and 2. Every meal. That's what the Ben Ishchai says. That's what the Gross says. So there are different ways of understanding this. But the simple, the Rizal understands it, it means 12 breads. Literally 12 breads.
I said, well, what were the two? I didn't quite hear it.
There are two approaches. Three approaches. Approach number one, 12 breads. He's going to tell us how to set them up in a minute. Approach number two, 4 breads per meal times 3 meals is 12 breads. Approach number three is 2 breads per meal because each bread has a surrounding light on the bread. So the surrounding light counts 2 according to the Zohar, so the Zohar's surrounding light counts. Therefore, it comes out that I have what? 12. 4 per meal, 2 breads and 2 surrounding lights. That's how the Vilna Gaon explains the Zohar. And he says, I don't think that Rizal got the Zohar right. That's what he says. But you should know, as I always say, when you're dealing with these deeper things, there is no way, according to most authorities, you have to do everything. You don't have to do everything. Someone once asked, it says in the song, Azam B'Shemachim, it says that the candle, right, the candle is to the south, thank you, Shkoch, and the bread is to the north, right? That's what we say in the song. What if your configuration of your apartment or your house is that it doesn't really work for you? When you have 200 people, you just can't arrange it so that you'll be, it just doesn't work. You have to be in the big room and there's just no space, let's say. Whatever reason is, bottom line is, there's nowhere to light. My wife doesn't want to light on the table, let's say. There'll be a lot of guests, a lot of kids, no good, can't light on the table. I have to light it. The only place that works perfectly to light happens to be in the north. So that means that there's a shulchan. The table's in the south. I'm sitting in the south, and the north is about lights. So some people would skip that line. You can't say the table in the north, right? And the candles in the south, if it's the opposite. I mean, what are you lying about? When they told Rav, one of the Ger Rebbe's, what's his name? Rav Alter, I forgot his first name. They asked him, Rav Chaim Alter, he said, what do you think of this?
He said, yeah.
Yeah, he's not a Ger Rebbe, he's one of the maybe nephew or something, I don't remember. She said, I don't know, it says, you're doing it for the chasen and the kala, right? La'aros la'aros ta. What are you going to say, that there's no chasen and kala, so you can't say the line? It means different spiritual things, and yes, we try to make a simon as well as we can. We try to sort of symbolize that in this world. We said, but, I mean, if it doesn't work out, so that's fine. I mean, it's not so, you don't have to, as you're trying to get somewhere, there's, whether you're doing it or not, there is a light in the south, there is a table in the north, there's these aspects, whatever they mean. He said, that's it, right? The south is chesed, the north is gvura, very nice, fine, so that works out whether you like it or not. It's better to put them there, if not, not. That's what he said, you don't have to feel like you're, you know, it's not, go quick, you know, you have to relax and do your best, you should, but don't, you don't have to skip the line if you don't even manage it. You know, you come with a compass, every shot, if you're a guest especially, you know, maybe they don't know it. They'll sing the song. I can't sing the song now. He said, no, you would have to come with a compass. So he said, there's 12 breads every meal. And you set them up, 3 and 3, and then another 3 and 3, I think. All right? No, that's wrong.
What is
this, a segol? Yeah, it's a segol. Yeah. We'll see. He's going to talk about it right now, I think. 6 from the right and 6 from the left. Right, the 3 should be, it's 3 doubles, and they're each they're like a single. 1, 2, 3.
How big are the breads?
Hmm?
Or does it matter?
Doesn't matter. That's what Vilna Gaon says, if you don't want to use 2 breads, use 4 breads. Yeah, it's up to you. It doesn't matter.
Now, is this for each meal?
Yes, that's what he seems to say. That's what he says. Yeah, he works at how to arrange exactly. And he says, why these 12? Because there's no picture here, we'll just leave it alone, I guess. He said, well, I mean, that most people, they don't really do the 12, and if they do, they're not so particularly. Anyway, he says, these 12 is because you're getting from a place that's three Shemus Avaya. Three Shemus Avaya Yud Kev of K. 3 times 4 is 12, plus 1 extra, which is these 13 midos of rachamim, or whatever you want to explain here. He says, so it's 12. That's these 12 breads.
Why stegol?
Okay. So pasha stegol is chesed. Just simple. Stegol means chesed, yes. Stegol is the avail of chesed. The bechina of chesed is bread. That's honest, simple, without even thinking about it for an instant, which I probably never thought about it for an instant, I'm sorry to say. But without thinking about it for an instant, stegol is chesed. Pasha stegol. Let's see what it says. Okay, he says, you know, three avayas is lechem. 3 times 26 is, right, 78. Yeah, 78. 3 times 20 is 60. 3 times 6 is 18, 78, right? And lechem also is 78. They're the same. Fine, very good. Okay, so we're drawing down from these three avayas. Very good. Yeah. So it's like 1, 2, and 1. Right? Segel, segel. Yeah, I'm just remembering now. Fine. So we have like this. Right? 1, 2, and then 1, and 1, 2, and 1. Like two segels, sort of like sideways. If you were turning, you'd see a segel. 1, 2, 3. And 1, 2, 3. Right? And they're together. So you have 1, 2, and then 1, 2, 1, 2. Very good.
And also, how is this to organize the Pesach, the center of the Pesach, and the double segel?
I think so, yeah. Oh. So then what is he saying here? She says, you need to know that each one of these chalas is another letter of the Shem Avaya. They're all. Very good. The right four ones, which are 2 on 2, they're one Avaya. The left four ones are also. Right? So you have like this. The two top ones are Yud-Vav, and the two bottom ones are Hey and Hey. The masculine are on the feminine letters. Also left, same thing. Same thing in the middle.
And the feminine is being which ones are eaten first or cut first?
Yeah. According to the Seder, the way he does, again, the Gra says it means two chalas per meal. And he explains 12 a different way in the Zohar. But 12 means two chalas per meal, bottom line. Very good.
So you have two colors and you have the intention that it's 12 colors?
What he says like this. He says, 12 in the Zohar doesn't mean 12 per meal, it means 12 all the meals. And he said, now you have 2 times 3 is 12, because each challah has a surrounding light. So it's really, each meal is 2 times 2, right? So you have 4 per meal, 2 regular and 2 surrounding lights, and times 3 is 12. So you just need 2. That's what he says. But there are different approaches. This is the Rizal's approach. Very good. Very, very good. Very, very good. So you pick up the two. So again, 1, 2, 1, 2, and then the third pile here. So pick up these two, put them together from the bottom side. Like the lechem panim, which only saw the outside of the lechem panim, not the, it was all panim. Very good. Right. So before you do this, you have to wash your hands.
Before you do
motzi. So So you should stand up when you do this washing. When you pick up your hands, you should have in mind that you are uplifting the malchus. From within myself, the lowest part of myself, lower parts of myself, I'm picking up and elevating. That's what we have in mind. You look at this, you're like, ah. Did I ever do this? Who knows? I hope. Actually, yeah. So he says, he said, whenever there's a meal, it's an aspect of pe. It's a way of getting to place the supernal mouth, whatever this means. We'll see. So here it's also the supernal mouth of the Zera Anpin. I'm kidding, you see how the Yidden used to do Shabbos. It's like, wow, do you think, who knows what this is about? The Kitter, he said, you say Hamotzi and Lechem, remember you say Halotzi Lechem, Lechem is always these three Havayas, these three Yud Kevav Kei, that you have in mind. He said, you take the right one because it's Yud, you cut it to the Yud of Havaya and Adni, right? Yud Kevav Kei, and Yud Aleph Kei Dalet Vav Nun Kei Yud Kei. Right? Havaya and Adni together. So the first one is a Yud. That's your piece. So then you cut another piece for your wife, and that represents the Yud of Adni, the last Yud. Whenever you have a siddur that says Yud and Yud, it represents this Yichud.
Why is it representing Havaya and Adni together when I thought it would just be of Havaya?
Because we want to bring the light of Havaya into Adni. That's what he said. Pick up the Adni, pick up the Malchus to the Havaya, to Bechem, these higher elements, these higher levels. That's the whole point of this meal. So that's what we do. That's a different question. It's a good question. But the bottom line here is, on Shabbos, it's totally, totally different. Every time you daven a siddur, like I said, you see a yud and a yud, it represents these two, yud kevav kei and alef daven yud, put together, yud, alef. That's what it represents. That's what it is. That's just what it is. Fine, very good. So then, what are we talking about when we say, I'm taking this and I'm picking it up? I'm talking about something that's at a much higher level. And that's what it does. And that's fine. That's all. Like, it's also the beginning of bringing the yud through the vav, the conduit to the yud. I don't remember what six letters you mean. Six letters of what?
So when you kind of correspond, you have the letters of Havaya, letters of Adni.
It's not six letters.
You mix them. There's the yud.
Six letters all the way.
I see.
I understand.
So the three.
Yes. So you're viewing. So you're viewing in the 6 days of the week. Very good. But here at Shabbos Kodesh, I'm taking the Adni and picking the Adni up completely. It's a different lechem. It's these 13 higher levels of lechem. Not a usual lechem, always is the gematria three of bias. And it's always going to be the same bechina. But that's during the week, not Shabbos. Shabbos is high in somewhere else. So have this in mind, and then break the bread of the bread, if you want, to give other people. Wow, that's interesting. See, that's very fascinating. Sounds like you only that bread, you only give him and his wife. That's it. Very fascinating, very interesting. The Arizal would make an Erev every single Erev Shabbos. On Shabbos, he would use the challah of the Erev. That's just the false. With the different things, he made sure to use mitzvah bread, basically. He would make an Erev and bracha, and then he'd give someone else. You should be zochah to everyone, that everyone should have an Erev. Here we go. Now it's dust. Now it's good stuff. Yeah, it's all good stuff, but this is really, this is a high. So, what do you have in mind when you're eating particular foods? Like, whoa, go for it. Here we go. So he says, well, it's like this. Lechem is malchus. And lechem, mind you, have one malchus. Wine, yain is gvura. That represents justice. But you're dealing with gvura. When you drink wine, you have to use it right. Some people say yain is bina. It also makes sense. If you can go up to high enough, you'll get to bina too. Mayim, water, is chesed. It's kindness. Basur, meat is netzachod.
Sorry.
Meat is netzachod. Okay, so let's go through from the beginning. Why is lechem malchus? It's a ches, actually. But the Indian here is simple, on a simple level, it's the staff of life. You're nefesh, you need to have lechem. It's the simplest food, and you're just like, that's in the Middle East, at least, that's what it was. I guess in China it was rice, but that's not so relevant, because this is for Jewish people, and this is what we did. I don't know, you can do whatever you want, but this is where we're holding. So that's lechem on a simple level, that's why it's malchus. Yain, why is yain, why is wine vura, why is wine might, or limit? Because you need to limit yourself how much you drink, and you need to limit yourself how you drink. So you shouldn't make a fool of yourself. It should be tirosh. Be, the Gemara says, wine is tirosh, be the head, or tirash, be destitute. Whatever you do with tirosh. Tirosh means
be a head or...
Or be destitute. Tirosh, we say in Shema, tirosh, tiroshcha v'yitzarecha, your wine and your oil. Well, wine is tirosh or tirash. Either you're going to become the head, or you're going to become destitute. Okay, bina is the source of... That's why. So bina and vura, they're very connected. So if you're on a level, you can get to bina, even understand one thing from the other and really go high places. If not, you use vura, at least you get a zachar. You just sing the Shabbos songs with the brand. I don't know, whatever. Fine. At least you have vura. If not, you should have let alone have riches. You have to know where you are. You have to know who you are. You have to know where you are. Fine. Very good. So we have like this. Mayim is chesed. Why is mayim chesed? It's expansiveness. It causes everything to grow. All growth is chesed. It's kindness. That's how it works. Fine. Now, basar is netzachot. Basar, meat, is victory and praise or admitting, because a person is only able to focus his mind when he eats good food, like meat. Meat helps one have right psak. It gives a person get strong. Sure.
Why is the earth spreading water? Water is chesed.
Oh, that's exactly the problem. That's the whole
too
problem.
Too much chesed is damaging us.
No, they said well, for sure. That's for sure true. And at first it was gishmei bracha until they were too foolish to take it. But they said everything's chesed. Mm-hmm. We don't want to do anything we don't like to do. We want to do whatever we want. Anything I want.
So you're destroying me with the chesed.
Yeah, is it you chesed? Or you want to take the chesed? Here, bakasha. Basically, Hashem said, the Zohar says, Hashem said, you want to like dissolve my world, that there shouldn't be any purpose? Let's dissolve it then. Fine, bakasha. Here you go. We'll dissolve it then. That's okay. So what is chesed? You have to have limits also. It's not simple. But you're right. It's still chesed, but not too much. Too much chesed kills a person.
Didn't you mention yesterday about not drinking water during Shalosh Shuvos because
a little bit? Yeah, I did a little bit. Some people say this bechina of after Shkia, either Friday or Motzei Shabbos. After Shkia, we have this bechina of the souls are leaving Gehenna or going into Gehenna, and you don't want to mess with them. And I said that there's a connection.
Drink water? I thought there's a Motzei Shabbos to drink hot water.
No, only after Shabbos. During Benesh Mashas, from sunset till nightfall, don't drink water. And some say only from a bear, only from a well, others say not like that. Mishabur doesn't say that. So, simple way to look at Mishabur, he said, I guess any water, because he would have said, not from a well. He doesn't say a well. Matzei Shabbos is an Indian specifically to draw from a well, because you want to get from Be'er Shemiriam.
Right.
Very good. So, yeah, what to meat. So, because you want to paskin, you eat good food, you can paskin. It's famous, the story with the Taz. The Taz took his father-in-law to court. He said, you're supposed to provide me with good meat. You said meat. You can give me for my
dad.
You gave me, I don't remember if it's chicken. I think it was livers or something. Something he says not meat. It's inferior. So the peasant paskin, no, this is also called meat. Kidney meat or whatever is also meat. It's inferior, but it's meat. It's pasta. Oh. We'd love to have you. It'll make us so happy. Yeah, finish my. Maybe not today. Tell me to go. Anyway, Echshloyia. So that's the end with the meat. So like Taz said, I didn't mean that he should give me meat. I could tell that I'm learning with less intensity, and if I learn with less intensity, he's going to be in big trouble. So I didn't want to get in trouble. So I went to Bezin to Paskin, and the Bezin said, listen, meat is also, this stuff is also meat, so it's not his fault. He just said meat, it's fine. He doesn't owe me more. His wife died actually in Tusk. His wife died eventually. It wasn't, so Gishma. But bottom line, he said, it's not his fault for that. So first of all, we have clarity. When I put him on eating meat, I get more clarity. That's very often the case. I'm not going to say always, and there are different levels and levels, that's for sure. But that's what it's brought down. Very good. So now we have fruit. What is the significance of eating fruit trees? You know, fruit of the tree. Fruit of the tree is you so different. So that's just after the foundation to realize that what you do counts, and that there's a tremendous sweetness in the Rosh Hashem. You just need to find it. You need to search out for it. And it says the Rosh Hashem says about tshuva. Person wants to do tshuva. He wants to get a level. They give you free. You get a free taste. Then you have to go. You know, so that's the beginning of your story. You have to hold on. Says I gotta. This is the foundation of the world. This is the foundation of everything. It's the base of everything. You have to go for it. Fine. Very good. The eight is tiferes. The eighth is the beginning of emes. You have to be truthful in your search and Torah dik in your search. You can't just do anything you want.
Okay.
One second. The malchus gets from the lower three levels of Zerampin, and all of this is in that place now. Basically, that means again we have to like get our sea legs. We want to begin to go in this place that's called the Yam HaChochma. We want to get sojourn to get live Shabbos during the weekdays, and that means transforming ourselves into a very different person, trying to live a spiritual life, trying to be like connected and realize this world is just an opportunity. It's just a business opportunity. That's all it is. You know, it's very hard to really feel that. So a person gets from a place that's called Pedeza. This Ped, it's the lower. Pedeza. The Ped is Bechina of the mouth. But the Zerampin, having connection to Hashem in whatever emotional state one may be in, connection to Hashem. That's his Bechina. Fine. And of course, there's always the teeth are called the 32 pathways of wisdom. Lamed Beis Nesivas Chachma. And they shine into every person. When we eat on Shabbos, that's what shines in. Okay, because Chachma, the beginning of Chachma, is the ability to break it down a higher level. That's what it is. You have to break down and assimilate in a real way. That's so Mela. You're able to have these lab business. See this chachma that shines in the person on Shabbos. Again, I learned this, I reviewed this. Like I said, I used to try to do this every week before Shabbos. I didn't know how often I was zochet to think about lab business. See this while I'm eating. You know, we try. I hope Hashem will help one of these days. Definitely, definitely, absolutely correct. That's true. He said, and you have to have in mind, like he told you in the earlier section, what we might do, we might not. Let's get through Shabbos first, and then we'll see. Which is the kavana of grinding down things when you're eating, and what are you doing, and where are you doing it? Its own element, its own what it is. But again, on a simple level, it means we need to assimilate things and bring them part of it. That's the chachma, being able to understand, do this, don't do this, how to, what to. Really getting it together. That's chachma. And making it part of myself, that's what chachma is about. The person has understanding, he's somewhere else. Alright, so I guess we'll stop here for the suitors. I think I'm going to do a little bit of blood, if that's okay.